Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company Limited's media conference call for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2026. Joining us today on the call from the company are Mr. Nimesh Shah, MD and CEO, Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhijit Shah, Chief Marketing and Digital Business Officer, Mr. Vipin Bhandari, Senior Member from the business team, and Mr. Harshal Sanghvi, Lead Investor Relations, who will be available to address your questions following our opening remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, CFO of ICICI Prudential AMC Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company Limited's earnings conference call for the quarter and year ended March 31, 2026. I trust that you've had the opportunity to review our earnings presentation and investor materials that have been shared on the stock exchange and our website. I'll start with the industry overview. The industry's quarterly average AUM grew by 21.1% year-on-year and 0.7% sequentially in Q4 FY 2026, reaching 81.62 trillion rupees. Equity and equity-oriented quarterly average AUM, which commands the largest pie of the overall mutual fund industry, increased by 20.7% year-on-year and degrew by 0.4% quarter-on-quarter to 43.80 trillion rupees. The decline can be attributed to challenging market conditions during the quarter, as reflected in the declines across benchmarks and broad-based indices. For instance, Nifty 50 decreased by 14.5% from the levels of 26,130 as of the end of December 2025 to 22,331 at the end of March 2026. During this quarter, equity category continued to be at the forefront, attracting the net inflows of 1.24 trillion rupees. It is important to note that the industry-level net inflows in equity have seen a positive increase quarter-on-quarter despite of declining markets. The SIP contribution for the month of March 2026 at the industry level amounted to 32,087 crores as compared to 31,002 crores and 25,926 crores in the month of December 2025 and March 2025 respectively. In the debt segment, quarterly average AUM grew by 14.6% year-on-year. However, it degrew by 5.2% quarter-on-quarter, dropping from 13.38 trillion rupees in December 2025 to 12.69 trillion rupees in March 2026. Passive quarterly average AUM grew by 34.2% year-on-year and 7.4% sequentially to 14.52 trillion rupees. Growth can be primarily driven by gold and silver categories. Industry saw an increase in unique customer reaching account of 61.4 million, which represents an increase of 13.2% year-on-year and 4.2% as compared to the previous quarter. I now hand over the call to Harshal for covering the performance of our company.
Thank you, Naveen. Good evening, everyone. For the quarter ended March 2026, our total mutual fund quarterly average AUM reached to 11.05 trillion rupees, which is up by 2.6% sequentially and 25.6% year-on-year, thereby maintaining our position as the second-largest AMC with a market share of 13.5%. As of March 31st, 2026, we continue to have the largest market share of 13.7% in active schemes with a quarterly average AUM of 9.21 trillion rupees. This reflects an increase of 1.3% as compared to the previous quarter and 21.9% year-on-year. As of March 31st, 2026, we continue to have the largest market share in equity and equity-oriented schemes of 14.2% with a quarterly average AUM of 6.2 trillion rupees. This reflects an increase of 27.2% year-on-year and 2% quarter-on-quarter. This quarter stands in contrast to the industry, which has experienced a decline for the quarter. The quarterly average AUM of our equity-oriented hybrid schemes amounted to 2.18 trillion rupees, with the largest market share of 26.7% as of March 31, 2026. This reflects an increase of 4.5% quarter-on-quarter and 31.8% year-on-year. In the debt segment, our quarterly average AUM stood at 1.99 trillion rupees, reflecting a growth of 15.6% year-on-year and a degrowth of 2.7% as compared to the previous quarter, which is in line with the industry trend. Our passive quarterly average AUM reached 1.84 trillion rupees, representing a growth of 48.3% year-on-year and 10% sequentially. For FY 2026, our margin stands at 67 basis points for equity, 32 basis points for debt, 12 basis points for liquid, 10 basis points for passive, and 30 basis points for arbitrage. As of March 31, 2026, we have a unique customer base of 17 million. In March 2026, our systematic transactions, which includes SIPs and systematic transfer plans, increased by 1.3% to 51.04 billion rupees. This was up from 50.37 billion rupees in the month of December 2025. This also marks a 30.6% rise from 39.06 billion rupees in the month of March 2025. The distribution mix of our mutual fund equity quarterly average AUM is as follows, where direct represents 28.9%, MFDs accounts for 36.7%, ICICI Bank shares at 7.9%, other banks contributes 11%, and national distributors accounts for 15.5%. Notably, our net flow market share in equity schemes exceeds our AUM market share. We have launched two specialized investment funds, that is ICIF Equity X Top 100 Long Short Fund and ICIF Hybrid Long Short Fund in January 2026. The total ICIF assets under management as on March 31, 2026 is 18.96 billion rupees. Now let's move to our alternates business, which comprises equity-focused PMS, offshore advisory and alternative investment funds. For the March quarter end, our alternates quarterly average AUM stood at 729.95 billion rupees. Within alternates, our PMS quarterly average AUM degrew by 1.7% sequentially due to mark-to-market and grew 26.7% year-on-year to 268.27 billion rupees. Our AIF quarterly average AUM of 170.33 billion rupees reflected a sequential growth of 7.1% and 47.3% year-on-year. For the year ended March 2026, the gross yield on our PMS and AIF business was 2%, and the net yield, that is after reducing the fees and commission expenses attributable to PMS and AIF, was 0.98%. Yields on assets under advisory was 0.33% for FY 2026. Referring to our earlier disclosures with respect to ICICI Venture Funds, we would like to update that post the receipt of requisite approvals, the transfer of investment management rights for certain AIFs has been completed and the requisite document in this regard have been executed by the company and ICICI Venture Funds Management Company Limited. Accordingly, the company will be providing investment management services for such AIFs with effect from April 1, 2026. These funds are anticipated to enhance our presence in alternates market and complement our existing alternate product offerings such as private credit and real estate funds. We have established a retail FME branch presence in GIFT City. In February 2026, we launched an open-ended CAC 3 AIF ICICI Prudential Smart Navigator Fund, which is an inbound fund. This is our first offering in IFSC GIFT City. On DIFC, in the last quarter, we have established our office in DIFC in Dubai with a dedicated team in place. I now hand over the call to Naveen for covering the financial performance of the company.
Thank you. Let's cover the financial performance for the quarter. Our operating revenue stood at 15.17 billion rupees, representing a growth of 19.5% year-on-year and 0.2% sequentially. Our operating net revenue mix, this is the net revenue mix, please note, from mutual fund was 90.65%, alternates 7.58% and advisory business was 1.77%. We have recorded a negative other income of 0.89 billion rupees for the quarter ended March 2026 due to mark-to-market impact. Operating expenses amounted to 3.89 billion rupees, which is a decrease by 3.5% year-on-year and 3.9% quarter-on-quarter. Our operating profit before tax, which indicates the core profitability of the business, reached 11.28 billion rupees. This represents a 30.2% increase year-on-year and 1.6% rise compared to the previous quarter. Profit after tax stood at 7.63 billion rupees, which is up by 10.4% year-on-year and decreased by 16.8% quarter-on-quarter. The return on equity for the year ended March 2026 is at 85.8%. Additionally, the Board of Directors have declared a final dividend of 12.4 rupees per share, which is obviously subject to shareholders' approval. For year ended March 2026, our gross yield stood at 52 basis points and net yield stood at 48.3 basis points. Net yield is arrived at after reducing fees and commission expenses on PMS and AIS business, which is shown as an expense item in the P&L. For the year ended March 2026, our operating margin stood at 37.6 basis point as compared to 35.9 basis point for the year ended March 2025. As of March 31, 2026, we have an employee strength of 3585. Also note, the NRC has granted ESOP and ESU. The total non-cash expenses estimated using the Black-Scholes for the grant which has been approved by NRC amounts to 1.2 to 1.3 billion rupees, which will be amortized over the vesting period. The approximate debit to the P&L for FY27 will be 640 to 680 million rupees. For FY28 will be 360 to 400 million rupees. And for FY29 will be 180 to 220 million rupees. The ESOP and ESU grants will vest in the next 3 years from the date of the grant with the pre-identified vesting ratios. Thank you for your attention. I look forward to discussing our performance in more detail and addressing any questions you may have now.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from Nano Suresh Iyengar from the Hindu Business Line. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. This is Suresh from the Business Line. So just for, can you repeat the margin numbers for various section equity, debt and other things?
Yeah, sure. So for FY2026, our margins for each of the asset class is 67 basis points for equity, 32 basis points for debt, 12 basis points for liquid, 10 basis points for passive, and 30 basis points for arbitrage.
Okay.
Also, on the alternates front, our gross yield on the PMS and AIF business is about 2%, and the net yield, that is after reducing the fees and commission expenses attributable to such PMS and AIF business, is about 98 basis points. On the advisory front, our yield is about 33 basis points.
Sure. Just one thing about this transfer of assets, ICC Ventures. You said certain business has already been transferred. Can you throw some light on what is the value and how it is going to contribute going ahead?
So as we had disclosed, the transfer is effective post the necessary approvals which were received and the condition precedent, it's effective 1st April. So over the period, we'll talk about it as it develops. But as we had articulated earlier, it will add to our the entire product bouquet on the alternate side, because the product bouquet that we get from venture is totally complementary to what we already have in the alternate.
Okay. But on a sequential basis, the both revenues and profits have come down. So is it due to market, mark to market, or how do you see it, sir?
Yeah, it's predominantly, if you see on the other income, we had a loss due to mark to market. But if you see on our core revenue, there has been a small, it's effectively the same, it's a small growth on that.
Sure. Thanks. I'll come back if I have.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kabir Sharma from Informus Media. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. So I just wanted to check on a couple of things. Firstly, so given that the geopolitical uncertainty still persists, wanted to know your outlook and how do you think flows will behave if the condition persists, especially given the developments today?
See, the way we look at business is what is the industry doing and what of the industry is coming to us as ICICI Prudential. What can we do? We can ensure that we have to attempt to ensure that our market share within the industry remains. So you can, one cannot, as a business, one cannot decide what will be the inflow to the industry. We have to bother about out of 100 rupees coming into the industry, what comes to us. So that is what we are focused on as a company. Because we are into relatively, if you see the complexion of ICICI's assets, we are, our market share in dynamic asset allocation category is relatively higher. So when the markets become uncertain, in the past we have seen that sales of this segment can increase, where because more the uncertainty, more people will go for relatively defensive products. And our AMC has been always positioned as a relatively defensive AMC. So in that context, when the so going forward, if you see the, even the month of March, now we are 2 years since equity returns are subdued. Right, like it is almost 2 years since equity returns are, 1.5 years since equity returns are subdued. If you see the month of March, SIP inflows are still there, right? So around you see the growth in this quarter in SIP. It is quite a robust growth in SIP sales. So people understand that this mutual fund is a long-term instrument. In equity, you make money over the long term. Do you expect sales to be slightly lower? Yes, it can be that it is slightly lower. Can there be a decrease in the increase? Yes, there can be a decrease in the increase. So, depending on the past performance of funds, people do get inflows. So, if you see overall, if you are managing money properly, and if your customers have made returns out of your funds, they do invest again in the same funds. And there we believe we are well positioned.
Right, sir. Thank you. And sir, secondly, following up to your comments, in terms of people going towards more defensive assets, do you see that this year there could be, in terms of new NFOs, we can see more schemes which are towards safe haven assets or more of a debt equity ratio?
If you see our product bouquet, there is a we have always focused on this asset class where equity, debt, if we were the ones who started this concept of balance advantage funds. So we have always advocated that if you cannot take volatility, you should mix equity and debt. And take equity only the extent that you can digest volatility. So if you see in our typical portfolio, somebody wanting 15% equity, 30% equity, 50% equity, 70% equity, all kinds of products are there in our product portfolio. So customers can select from there. Having said that, SEBI has come with a very interesting category of SIF. So we have launched products in that. We have to launch those products and then give a good experience to the customers who come in, and then the flows will naturally flow. So yes, can there be more products in some categories where we are missing? Yes, there can be more products in the categories we are missing out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sharad Dubey from NDTV Profit. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Of course, we saw the numbers. Sequentially, the numbers I have been comparing. In terms of the operational front, how do you see this panning out for this current quarter as well? Will we see this? Because on March, we see some adjustments also take place in the industry as well. So will we see some impact of the war in the month of April? What are the initial trends suggesting?
So I think as Nimesh was giving answers to the previous question, pretty much in line, April has just started. Let's see how the numbers hold up. We did see market falling in the month of March. We'll have to wait and watch as to how the numbers behave in the month of April.
See, if the customer is more, I always like an environment where the customer is slightly asking more questions before investing. It is always a very healthy kind of sales when customer is a bit skeptical. Before investing, if a customer is asking more questions and is being skeptical, it's a good this one, because more responsible sales are happening. It is not happening based on euphoria. It is happening in an uncertain environment. So flows, as you have seen in the month of March, flows have held on to. Initially, the customer is not, it is now 18 months. Since September 24, it is 18 months where the equity markets are subdued, but the flows are on.
Next question.
Sharad, do you have any follow-up question?
No, sir, that's it from me.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Ashoka Mitra from The Hindu. Please go ahead.
So I wanted to, when going by the AMFI data, the March data, I had seen that the ticket size of 1 month SIP has gone up to by 7-8%, and that's the overall SIP contribution data, and the headline numbers are moving sort of in the opposite direction of thing of the general market in a month where Nifty returns are down. So if you could help me to understand what has happened in terms of the ticket size of one SIP contribution in March alone, and how has that behaved in ICICI Prudential? Thank you.
Yeah, hi. So like Nimesh mentioned, you know, we are a function of the industry, and you know, we are in line with the industry. Mm. The flows, mm. Flows are also the way you mentioned, structurally positive. At the same time, from a ticket size point of view, the answer lies, because people are, and we've seen it, and you saw 1 month, but if you see various months where the market is down, people tend to also increase their SIPs. And the way the retail behavior today is, that participation in equity markets also depends on when the markets are down, increase your SIP, invest towards the long term. So from a structural trend point of view, in line with the industry, we believe it's a healthy trend.
I think it is a buy the dip, basically. They bought the dip.
Well, one thing can be buy the dip. Since people understand that SIPs are for long term, the right SIP quantity in terms of value also defines future financial goals. Hence, a lot of people increase their SIP books.
Also, Naveen here, do remember that February was a 28 days month as compared to March, which is the full month. So if you see the SIP trigger number, that, you know, if you're drawing context to that, that's another angle to see.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Maybe base effect you are saying.
No, not really the base effect. It is a,
Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Suresh Iyengar from the Hindu Business Line. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand on stoppage of SIP that has also increased last month. So given the market trend, how do you see, more stoppages or you talked about people investing more money to collect the units. But is stoppage is also a concern going ahead?
There is no significant data in terms of people stopping their SIPs. If you see quarter on quarter, because what happens typically is one has to look at, and that's how the industry looks at it, and the AMFI data that comes on a month-on-month basis tracks the net SIPs, the SIPs that hit various mutual funds on a monthly basis. Because, people may want to stop one SIP in a particular fund, start another SIP in another fund, or increase, like I earlier said, increase their SIPs, etc. So the headline data is what the industry tracks, and on a quarter-on-quarter, the trend has been there in on an upwardly number, and that's what structurally, as an industry, we believe from a long-term point of view will help consumers.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you. We appreciate the interest shown by all of you. Thank you very much and wish you all a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.